We on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Hoysa Gevoye Me'esrim Amo. The Sukkah is Gevoye Me'esrim Amo. So it's Apostle of Sukkah. Ubone Ba'omud Shehu Gevoye Asoret Fohim. And he built an Omud which is tall 10 Fohim. This is in the middle of the Sukkah. V'yesh boy echsher sukkah. On this amud, there is zayin al zayin tvochim, zayin al tvochim b'mashu, b'zayin tvochim b'mashu. Sova abaye lemeime gud asik mechitzis. Let us first see Rashi. Ubona bo, maybe it's kedai to look into the Perish Chai. We'll see the picture over here. That, so we'll know what we are speaking about. That there's an omud in the middle of the sukkah. It's what Rashi says. Ubona bo omud gavoya asora rochek min hatfanes. That it's far away from the tfanes. Harbe. So pashtis Rashi means to say, you cannot say doifen akume. Uboy hechsher sukkah. But on this omud alone, there's a hechsher sukkah, sheyesh beroishoy, on top of the omud, shiva umashuhu al shiva umashuhu. There is 7 tvochim in a mashu al 7 tvochim in a mashu. Again, here, we mentioned before, Pnei Yeshu, the Pnei Yeshu mentions on this Rashi also, why Rashi said a mashu, but just let's go a little further. So we have here an omud, which is underneath the schach, and from the omud to the top of the schach, it is less now than 20 amos. Now what are we accomplishing with this omud? Sovar Abaye lemeima gud asik mechitzte. So Abaye held that we should say gud asik mechitzte. What does Rashi say? Gud asik mechitzte shel omud. Bring up the mechitza of the omud shemi bachutz sovit. The mechitza that is surrounding the omud. That means the omud is a chunk of wood. So let us take the outer layer of the omud. Hagbiyim asoro, and the outer layer is 10 tvochim tall. Hagbiyim asoro, so this 10 tvochim lift up, sviva isroishoi, should be around the top of the omud. Vareyesh bohen goivayut, and these mechitzes which we lifted up now have a goivayut, they were yutvochim, now we lifted them up, now they're over the omud, they are surrounding the omud. Vachshuva suka al roishoi. So now it is considered the top of the omud, there's a sukkah. How is it a sukkah? V'doifnei ha'omud, doifnei se'o. The walls of the omud, which are on the first 10 tvachim, we lifted them up. So now these are the tfanois of the sukkah. How did we do this? Al yedei gud asik. There's a loch of gud asik that we can lift up the mechitzes which are underneath. We lift them up. So now we have mechitzes. Uschach shel mailo kosher. The schach which is over the omud is also kosher. The eino lemailo michof miroish omud. It is not more than 20 amis from the top of the omud. So on top of the omud, we have now a lomdishe sukkah. We have here the omud, and then we have lomdishe mechitzes, which are surrounding the omud, which are 10 tvachim tall. And then from the omud, which is the karkoisa sukkah, till the schach is less than 20 amas. Let us just see the loshen of the Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu says, gud asik mechitzte, kloima. Halvein, havein bilvovecho, think, imagine, ki ilu, he learns good is a lashon to cut. By God, Rashi brings down that it means cutting. Ki'ilu chatachta, like you cut off the outer layer of the amud, ve'he'eleisa, and you lifted up this outer layer, mechitzais mizeh ha'amud, you lifted it up, now it is on top of the amud. This is halacha l'mayshe mi'sinai, that we say, good, asik mechitza, we lift up the mechitzas on the bottom, we lift them up. So now we can understand why Rashi had to say that the top of the Amud was Shiva Tvachim Umashu. Because if we'd be exactly Shiva Tvachim and we're cutting away a sliver from all the, at least three sides, in order to make mechitzas on three sides, we would have less than Shiva Tvachim. Therefore Rashi said it's Shiva Umashu al Shiva Umashu. So Abaye made now on top of this Amud, he made a sukkah. You have lamdashe walls, and using the top of the Amud as the karkois ha-sukkah, so it is less than 20 amis, or it is less than more than 20 amis from the top of the Amud till the schach. Omalei Rove, so Rove taine to Abaye, bo'inon mechitzes anikores velekem. He said, even though there is such a musig of good asik, and Hilche Shabbos will say such a thing, that the top of the omud is a halach of a reshus ayochid, it's mukef mechitzes, but by sukkah you need mechitzes anikores. You need mechitzes, these invisible mechitzes do not offer dire. It's not called a mechitze shel dire. Here it says, teishvu kein toduru, you need a yeshiva of dire by sukkah. So these mechitzes are not sufficient to give it a teire sukkah. That is the svara of Rove. Let us see Teisvitz. Savar Abaye Lameima, good asik mechitzte. Lebesoif masik, boinen mechitzes anikores. You need mechitzes anikores. And, you don't have mechitzes anikores. So Tosfos says, veloidomi lesichech al gabei achsadro she'ein lo ptzimin de shili pirkin. Now, in the Perish Chai, you'll see on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, there's a picture over there of an achsadre. There you could see an achsadre is like a, you have something jutting out of a house. This is, let's say, you have a house over here, or you have, let's talk about, yeah, She'ein Bo Petzimin. You had, let's say, two posts over here, and you have an achsadre jutting out from these two posts. And on these two posts, you put schach. So, let's say you'll have three achsadres. You have an achsadre over here, an achsadre over here, an achsadre over here. And you have schach resting on top of the achsadres. So, the Gemara is a svara to say over there that it's a lomdeshe mechitze, and it's good. Where are your mechitze? You don't have any walls. You have posts supporting the achsadre. And you have the schach, which is resting on the achsadres over here, and you don't have any walls, either by one wall or by three walls, that's a machlokes over there. So where is there your mechitzes nikoris? So Tosfos says, leidomi leschach al gabi sichech al gabi achsadre, shein lo ptzimin de shile pirkim, de pitikre choshev shaper mechitzois anikoris. Pitikre is considered mechitzes hanikores. So lechayre, the lomdus of Tosfos is as follows. That means if you put schach over the achsadres, but standing in the sukkah, you see the pitikra. The pitikra, there's a loch of pitikra yoyred v'soysim, that the end of the tikra, the end of the roof, there's a loch, we bring it down, and we consider like this a mechitza on this whole area. So now, when one is sitting in the sukkah, al kaponim, one can see the pi tikra with which we're moishach the mechitza from. He sees it. Was Rashi Enken, when he's sitting on top of an omud, he doesn't see anything. The mechitzes are underneath him. He doesn't see anything. So the thing which we are moishech the mechitzes from are not visible in the sukkah. He's sitting in the sukkah, and he doesn't see anything. Masha Enken, by Pitikra, he sees the Pitikra, which this is the Hascholos HaMechitza, with which we are moishech the mechitza from. So since this is visible in the sukkah, the schach is on top of the tikre, so b'meile, choshiv shapir mechitzeis anikoris. And perhaps we could be mamtik a little more, we could be mamtik tois, shittes hatois v'skrat in the sugye, and that Yudchesem at base learns that they only used the achsadre for the third wall. They had two good walls, they used the achsadre for the third wall. So just like by the third wall, there's a lumdus. If you have a mechitza tefach, the mechitza is one tefach, and then again a lumdus, we extend this mechitza, ke'ilu, the whole side is surrounded by a mechitza. So by the third wall, all you have to see is a mechitza tefach. And then you pull from this mechitza, you pull from the mechitza and you surround the third side. So in the same way, if on the third side you see this mechitza, the mechitza of the pitikra, gatais v'shitas pitikra has to have a oivi, a fourth fachim, so you see on the third side, you see the mechitza from which we're drawing further down to surround this side of the sukkah. So it's Golgot, if only speaking about one side, so that is considered Mechitzes HaNikoris. On the third side, you only have to see a Mechitzes Tefach. You don't have to see the whole extension from the Mechitzes. So be it visible in the Mechitzes, in the Sukkah, a Mechitzes Tefach or a Pitikra, that is considered Mechitzes HaNikoris. Tanu Rabbono. Noatz arba kundesim, a person went and he banged four poles. V'sichech al gabo, and then he put schach on top of the poles. There's no walls, there are only poles. Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chachomim poislim. Rabbi Yaakov says it is kosher, and the Chachamim Pasuk. Now, let's go a little further. So we have a sukkah without any walls whatsoever. We have a sukkah with four poles. Rabbi Yaakov says it's a kosher sukkah, and the Chachamim say it's a posel sukkah. Now, what is the machloikis? Omar Rav Huna machloikis al svas agag. Machloikis Rav Yaakov the Chomim is that we had taken these four poles, we put them at the edge of the roof. Again, Rashi had said before they had flat roofs. And we put schach on top of these four poles. The Rav Yaakov sova omrinen good asik mechitzte. Rav Yaakov says that we will take the walls of the house. The walls of the house are underneath the roof. So we'll take the walls of the house and we'll extend them over the roof. We'll lift them up over the roof. So we say, good asik mechitzte. Ve'rabonon sovri loy amrine good asik mechitzte. The rabbonon say, we don't say good asik mechitzte. That is the machloikis, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Now, what is this different than an omud? We just said before, Rava Taina to Abaye, you need Mechitzes Nikoris. So what is this different than an Omud? So Taisvah says, let us look into Taisvah. Taisvah is going into Gemara later, but Al Kaponim will see the Lomdus, what is Negeya to us now. Aval Al Svas Agav Ksheira LeDivrei HaKel, the Choshiv Mechitzes Nikoris Tvei Me Omud Mishum De Nikoris Babayis. The walls of the house, that means inside the house, one sees walls. So we're now just lifting up these walls and putting them on the roof. But they are nika, we can see walls, we can visualize walls in the house. So we're lifting up mechitzais hanikores. If you have a amud, you have a chunk of wood, which is Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim, the Bechitze is not visible at all anywhere. It's not visible on the amud. It's not visible over the amud. You have a, so therefore it is not Nikir Bechlal. Here there's a machloikis, if the mechitza is nikir besoicha bayis, in the bayis you see taka walls, so then could be, that's called, I'm lifting up mechitzais anikores bim kaimam, and that Rabbi Yaakov holds is sufficient. The Chachamim hold it's not sufficient, because in the sukkah alone there's no visible walls. V'rabonon sovri yomrin in good asik mechitza. Abo! Be'emtza ha'gag, but if you'll take these four poles, and they are not situated on the end of the roof, if they're situated on the end of the roof, so you can lift up the walls of the house, and they will be considered the walls of the roof, the walls of the sukkah, surrounding the sukkah. But if you'll put these four poles in the middle of the roof, so you have no source, you don't have any walls then, you only have the poles. Avol be'emtza gag divrei hakel psulim. So Rav Huna said, but if you have these four poles in the middle of the roof, so you don't have any walls whatsoever, you just have four poles. Four poles are not considered walls of sukkah. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says as follows. Machloikis al sfas agag. The machloikis Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim is, if it is on the side of the, on the edge of the roof, the mechitzes habayis tachteho, the walls of the house, kineged bein hakundesim, the walls of the house are between, that means they'll fill in between the poles, the equal amayma good asik, we could say good asik, here Rabbi Yaakov holds, you don't, there's no chesaron of mechitzas nikoris, as we mentioned in Tosfos, because the nikoris besoich habayis. Avo be'emtza hagag, but if you'll take these dalet kundesim, and you'll put them in the middle of the roof, she'ein tachteho mechitzos soviv, in the middle of the roof, there's no mechitzos underneath it. Divrei hakel psula, then according to Rabbi Yaakov will also be possible. V'loidayo ba'arbo hakondesim, and the four kondesim are not sufficient. Liyos lo shem dalet mechitzos, to give it a shem dalet mechitzos. Now, this Shem Dalad Mechitzes, again, let us look in the Perish Chai. Later we'll see there's a Svore we find by Pasei Birois. Pasei Birois is, the Gemara says in Erevin as follows. They had a problem. When people were Oyle Regal, they needed water. So there were boyrois in the middle of the highway, let's say, in the middle of the derech, there were boyrois. These boyrois were a reshus hayochid, they were 10 tfachim deep. And there was a problem. How do you get water from these boyrois? Here's a reshus harabim. If you'll go and shep water, you'll be taking from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim. So they went and they had Pasei Birois. Pasei Birois were surrounding this boyer. They had an area of right angles. They had four right angles on each corner. And these four right angles made that the whole area in between is considered that it's surrounded with mechitzes. There's a lomdus of Pasei Birois also. Will extend these mechitzas and will make so four right angle, four mechitzas on the corners, which are the right angle, we consider them, that's a shem dalet mechitzas. It has a shem of dalet mechitzas in the corners. So this is considered ke'ilu, we have four mechitzas surrounding the area, and it makes this whole area a reshus hayochid. Now we're going to see later in the sugya, there is a svore that Rabbi Yaakov holds that Dalit Kundesim, these four poles, are considered, are equivalent to Diyumdim. Diyumdim is two mechitzes, which means that each pole is considered. Like, we could make out of a pole, we have the picture there in the Perish Chai also, you could make out of each pole, you can cut out and make L's on each pole. So we could consider each pole as two mechitzes on each corner. Each pole should be considered two mechitzes on each corner, one going in one direction, one going up, and one going horizontally. So there'd be a svarit to say that this is sufficient by sukkah also. There'd be a svarit to say this is sufficient by sukkah also. So Rav Huna said no. No one holds that the poles will, there's a, such an Indian as Shem Dalad Mechitzes, this would help Lagabi Sukkah. That is what Rav Huna said. So let us again see the Lashon of Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said as follows. Rav Huna said, Machloikis al Sfas Agag. The whole Machloikis is, if these Kundesim are on the edge of the roof, so there we could use the walls of the house to supplement the sukkah. We'll use them als the halach of good asik, that they'll be considered the walls of the sukkah. The Rav Yaakov sovr amrin in good asik mechitzte. The Rabbon and sovri loy amrin in good asik mechitzte. That's the machloikis. Is it considered mechitzes nekoris? Avo be'em tzahagag, but if you'll have these dalet kundesin in the middle of the roof, so then you cannot use the sides of the house for walls on the sukkah. Divrei Hakel Psula, according to everyone, will be possible. And that is what Rashi says, V'loidaya Barbos HaKundesim, these four poles are not sufficient. Liyas Lo Shem Dalad Mechitzes. Shem Dalad Mechitzes does not help by Sukkah. It could help by Shabbos, but it won't help by Sukkah. The Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman said, Be'emtza Hagag Machlekes. Rav Nachman said that this machloikis, Rav Yaakov in the Chachamim, is a machloikis, that is the machloikis. Does the Shem Dalad Mechitzes help? Can you make from these four poles, four L's, four right angles, and we will consider that this Mokim is Mukiv Mechitzes, there's an union of Shem Dalad Mechitzes. Rav Nachman Omar be'emtza hagag machloikis. And Rabbi Yaakov holds that the kundesim have a shem dalad mechitzis. We consider ke'ilu their four L's, and the mokim is mukif mechitzis. That's what Rav Nachman said. Iboyilu. So now the Gemara clears a shaila. Be'emtza hagag machloikis. Is the machloikis only be'emtza hagag? Avol al svasagag, we have a lomdis of good asik. So then al svasagag, divrei hakel ksheirem. Everyone will be moide that it is kosher. Oidilme bein bezu u bein bezu machloikis. Or maybe there's a machloikis sai be'emtza hagag and sai al svasagag. That means as follows. Be'emtza gag, you have lomdishim mechitzes. If you have a shem dalad mechitzes, you have four L's, so you have theoretically mechitzes surrounding the whole area. That's the shem dalad mechitzes. Al svasa gag, you have lomdishim mechitzes of good asik. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila. Maybe the Chachamim are only Choylik and the Shem Dalad Mechitzes, and the Lomdashim Mechitzes of Dalad Kundesim. But could be Al Svasagag, then we have the Algemeine Din of Good Asik, so then could be, everyone holds Good Asik will be sufficient, since it's Mechitzes HaNikoris B'Soy Chabayis. Or maybe not. Oidume Bein Bezu Machloikis. Rab Yaakov holds that these lomdishim mechitzes help, so be'emtza gag, it will help al shem dalad mechitzes. We'll see if the kundesim are a tefach by a tefach. Al svasa gag, even the kundesim are not a tefach al tefach, then it'll work, because you have the lomdishim mechitzes of good asik. He could use the walls of the bayis, you lift it up. That's what Rabbi Yaakov holds. Rabbi Yaakov holds, you can surround your sukkah with lamdasha walls, or the walls of the yumdim, or the walls of good asik. And the chachamim hold, no, you need mechitza shel dire, and lamdas does not help over here to make it into a kosher sukkah. So, bein bezu, machloike. So the Gemara's klanga shaila in Rav Nachman, is there a double machloikis, or is the only machloikis by beemtzagag? Al svasagag, everyone will hold that it is good. Let us see Rashi. Hochi galsine. Rav Nachman oma beemtzagag machloikis. The whole machloikis is beemtzagag. Val yidei hakundesim, with these four poles, Rabbi Yaakov machshira. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. Uchi goin shein rochav tefach l'chol tzideyam. These poles are a tefach by a tefach. De ike shein mechitzeis tefach. So there's a shein mechitzeis tefach mitzofen l'dorim, going from north to south. The shein mechitzeis tefach mimizrach l'mayra, going from east to west. B'chol achas v'achas. So in each corner, you have mechitzes going from north to south and from east to west. Kedilakamot, v'rabbonon sovri loy miskashre, that's not enough. Ela b'shtei mechitzes kilchosom. You have to have two mechitzes, two real mechitzes, which are kaponim, are surrounding the hechsher asukeh. Kishir meshech sukkah, the size of the length and width of a sukkah, that means the mechitzes have to be at least zayin tvochim al zayin tvochim. Ubishlishes in the third, and the third wall is afilu tefach. See, later we learn that from Malach L'Moshe Messina, the third wall can be a tefach. But the first two walls, you have to have, they have to have complete walls, a shir of the length and width of the sukkah. Now, there's a vote from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that what Rabbi Yaakov held, that a tefach is sufficient on all four sides, that he learned out from the halacha l'moshe misinai. There is halacha l'moshe misinai that on one wall it is maspik a mechitze tefach. So Rabbi Yaakov said, if you have a shem dalad mechitzes, that means if on all four sides you have a mechitzes tefach, that is also sufficient. And the halacha l'moshe misinai that a mechitzes tefach is good, it was said in two oifanim. One oifan was if you have on one side a tefach, that is sufficient. And another oifan was that if you have on all four sides a mechitzes tefach, with a lamdis of the yumdim, we have four L's, so we consider that the whole area is surrounded by lamdis and mechitzis, and if it gets a shem sukkah. Now the Gemara klar the shayl avo b'svas agag divrei hakel ksheira. Tamrin in good asik. Could be that everyone is made that in good asik, or maybe not, maybe there's also machloikis. So the Gemara said teiko. So now we have a machloikis between Rav Hune and Rav Nachman. Number one, if Rav Yaakov was machshir be'emtza hagag, was Rav Yaakov machshir alt the yumdim, was Rav Yaakov only machshir alt good asik? So the Gemara asks Akasha. We learned a baraisa, noatz dalet kundesim ba'oretz. A person went and put four poles on the ground. There's no house, there's no roof, there's no walls. Just on the ground, he went and put four poles. The sichach al gabo, Rabbi Yaakov marsher. So Rabbi Yaakov is marsher the sukkah. So we see klo from this baraisa, not like Rav Hune. Rav Hune said that Rabbi Yaakov was only marsher if you have walls of a house and you say good asik, tafkes vasagak. Here you see klo that Rabbi Yaakov was marsher if there's no walls whatsoever. He's marsher with these four poles. V'chachomim poislim. And the chomim say it's no good. So the Gemara asks the kasha, v'ho'oret ch'emtza gag domi. The earth is equivalent to the middle of the roof. You don't have any mechitzes besides the four kandesim. V'kom marsher Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. Tiyufte da Rav Huna Tiyufte. So we see klar from this paraisa, Rav Huna is abgefragt. We see Rav Yaakov was marshal the sukkah, even though there's no walls of a house to bring up. The only walls are the walls which are created to the Shem Dalet Mechitzes of the Dalet Kondesim, and we see that Rav Yaakov was marshal. So Rav Huna is abgefragt on his first diktayre, that he says, Be'emtza gag divrei hakel, hold that it's no good. Va'oit, and now the Gemara wanted to ask a double kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, from this beraise, it seems that the machloikis, the Tana, recorded the machloikis of Rav Yaakov in the Chachomim, when it was impossible to say good asik, there's no walls of a house underneath it. There the Chachomim say it's no good, and there Rabbi Yaakov says it is good. But it would seem from this barais that is the only machlokes. Be'emtzahu the pligi, with the only walls are the dalet kondesim, then there's a machlokes. Avol al svasagag, we have already good asik dika walls. So it would seem, since there's no machloikas there, it doesn't mention machloikas, divrei hakol ksheira. Leimetevet yufte der Ravuna betarti. Ravuna said that there is a machloikas besvas agag, and the Chachamim hold, you don't say good asik. And here it would seem the only machloikas is b'emtza agag. Omalecho Ravuna said, no, I'm not upkefrek. This is not a double tyufte. Pligi be'emtza hagag. That is true. And that I'm upkefrek. From this paraisa we see that there's a machlokes be'emtza hagag. Rabbi Yaakov holds dalet kondesim alone could be machshel the sukkah. But, v'hu adin al svas hagag. It could be there's a machlokes al svas hagag. Svas hagag, you have different lomdeshe mechitzes. They have mechitzes of good asik. And he held that the lomdeshim mechitzes of good asik are better than the lomdeshim mechitzes of shem dalet mechitzes. So, v'haydeko mivligi be'emtzagak, that's why the Tana recorded the machloikis be'emtzagak, le'diyacho koichai de Rav Yaakov, that will be'emtzagak nami machshem. He wants to tell you that Rabbi Yaakov was machshir afilu be'emtza hagag. Afilu the lomdeshe mechitzes are created from the shein dalet mechitzes. And if I know Rabbi Yaakov was machshir by be'emtza hagag, avada givis al svas hagag, because the lomdeshe mechitzes of good asik are better than the lomdeshe mechitzes of shem dalet mechitzes. So if shem dalet mechitzes helps, good asik shezich helps. But the Chachamim could be the Chachamim hold that both are no good. Let us see Rashi. So Tiyufte the Rav Huna Domar Vemtza Divrei Hakel Psula Bemtza Gaku De Pligi Hashas Odo Vedayik Mimas Nisa the Shas to be Vedayik from the Beraise Leisuvi Tiyufte Achiti Betalti. So it's upgefragt in two ways. Chode Lamai Domar Vemtza Gaku Divrei Hakel Psula Umas nisink toni de bo pligi. Bechodel, amaid oma machloikis al svas agag. That he had said, Rav Huna said, there is a machloikis al svas agag. Vanan batzinu lemedik mi mas nisik de besvas agag de vehakel ksheir. The whole machloikis is only beemtz agag. So Gemo says it's not muchach. Could be there's a double machloikis. Tonu rabono. Noat Arba kondesim ba'oretz. A person stuck in four poles in the earth. V'sichech al gabo. Rabbi Yaakov oima royin. Now, we'll see that Rashi will explain. We have a nice picture in the Perish Chai. We're speaking about here that these four kondesim were four round poles. Now, we have to make out of these four round poles, four L's. So we first have to square it. We have to make out of the circle a square. And then we have to take out in the middle of these four poles, we have to make from a square, we have to make an L. We have to make four L's. Is noat arba kundesim ba'oret, v'sicheich al gabom, and he puts chach on top of these four round poles. Rabbi Yaakov Omar Royin, we see, kol she'ilu yechokeku, if we could square, we could cut off the sides of the circle and make it a square. The yecholku, and now you could divide it, you could make from this square, you could take out the inside and make it an L. The yesh behem tefach lekan v'tefach lekan. And now you'll have, on each direction, you have a mechitzas tefach, you have a tefach going from north to south, a tefach going from east to west. Nidainim mishum diyomid. Then we consider it as a double mechitze. Each L is considered a double mechitze, one going from north to south, one going from east to west. Bimlav, but if the poles are too small, that means, let's say, the diameter of the pole alone is only a tefach. So you cannot make a square out of this. So ein nidainim mishum diyomid, then you cannot consider that each pole is a double mechitze going from east to west and from north to south. Shahoya Rabbi Yaakov Oimer diyom de suke tefach. Rabbi Yaakov held la halacha that by suke it is sufficient if each side is a tefach. Chachomin, we mentioned from the Briske Rav, because he learned that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Mechitzas Tefach was not only said on the Mechitzas Shlishish, it was also said by Diyumdim. That means Diyumdim will also help. So if you'll have a Mechitzas Tefach on each Ruach, will be sufficient. Chachomin, in each corner will be sufficient. Chachomin Moimrim, no, Ashi Yishtayim Kilchosom U'Shlishis Afilu Tefach. The whole chiddush of tefach was only said on the after you have two complete mechitzes on two sides, then there was a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai that for the third wall a shlishis tefach is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Ko she'ilu yechokeku v'yecholku bekundesim agulim ka'ama. We are speaking about round poles. Royin, kol she'esh biyavion, kol kach, they're so thick. She'ilu yechokek, if you'll trim off the sides. V'yinotel oivi igulom, you'll take away that what the circle is more than a square. V'yirabum, and now you'll square it. V'yichalku, and after you'll square it, you'll split it. That means you'll make from a square tefach al tefach, you make it an L-shaped. V'yasu oisam ke'ein marzavim. You'll make it like a gutter. The gutters, bizman chazal, were shaped like L's. So you'll make it like a gutter, shalonu, sheyeshlem, shtei defonis. The gutters have two walls. It's like an L-shaped. Shim'at zoikvon. Now, if you'll stand up, These kundesim, echod midafnoi seho oimed mi mizroch lemayret, so one is going from east to west, vasheni mitzofen ledorim, that means each L is going in two directions. Nidoin mishum diyoimitz, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so this is considered a double mechitze. So this is sufficient the way Chazal said by Pase Berois Beirivim. Shenitorim, that the area between the Pase Berois become mutter, you'll have to take out from the boir into the surrounding area, Barbo diyomdim, with four poles. Bal shem sheyesh lechol echot shtei mechitzes. Each pole consists of two mechitzes going in opposite and going in different directions. Kori luhu diyomdim. What's the word diyomdim? Diyoy amudim.
two poles, Shnei Amudim. She Rab Yaakov Oimer Diyoim De Suke Dayoi Betefach. Rab Yaakov said that it is sufficient by the two Amudim of Suke that each one should have a Tefach. V'loike shel Pasi Birois. It is not like Pasi Birois Sheitzrichum Amo Lekam V'Amo Lekam. There you need on each corner, each L has to have the length of an Amor. But he holds by Sukkah, it is sufficient that each corner has a Tefach al Tefach. Bar Kolchacho Hode Rab Yaakov the Omer Yechokeku V'Yecholku. That's what Rab Yaakov said, two Lashoinis, one you trim it and then you split it, Ba'agulim Koma. He's speaking about round poles. So you have to do two processes to make from these round poles L's. The Ibn Meruboim, if he'd be speaking about square poles already, Loi Oma Ela Yecholkos, he just has to divide it, make L's. Och, Yomar Lubeirim, but this Tegmar says in Eirim. And the Chachomim say, no, there's no, the Chiddush of Tefach is only on the Mechitza Shlishis. Shtayim kehil chosan ba'oirech kol asuke berochbo. You need two complete walls, one the length of the sukkah and one the width of the sukkah. Ushlishis in the third wall afilu tefach. That's true. By the mechitza shlishis is a kul of mechitza tefach, tochi agme rachmon al moishe misinai, the beshlishis tagilei betefach. But there's no halacha that all that a tefach would be sufficient for a shem dalad mechitzis on all four walls, on all four corners. Let us see Taisvis. Diyumdei suke tefach, for hoda beinon amo gabi pasi berois, perk oisem pasim, gabi mechitzis shabbos ichmil. Mechitzis shabbos is more chomo. Is a machloikis. Others want to say Taisvis really hold, that's what Abnei Yeshua wants to say, that Taisvis means to say that Be'emesin B'chola Teirekula a Mechitzis Tefach is sufficient. Not what we mentioned before from the Briskerot. No, Mida Rabbonon, you need a Mechitzis Amo. Kabi Mechitzis Shabbos Ichmiru Mida Rabbonon. But then it comes out that B'chola, that Abomina Teire, if you have Mechitzis Tefach by Pasi Berois, it also gets a shame Rishus Ayochid. Others want to say that Minat Teire is a mokim to be machber by Mechitzis Shabbos over Mechitzis Sukkim. Let us go a little further. V'she'eino gavoya asore tvochim. We had in the Mishnah, if the Sukkim is not 10 tvochim tall, so it's a posele sukkah. So the Gemara says, Minolon, how do we know that it is a posele sukkah? What's wrong with it? Now the Bnei Yeshua asks Sekash, he says, what's the Shaila, what's wrong with it? We had on the Avdalah Domet Aleph, that if we had a sukkah that is Yutvachim tall, and hoots and branches were going into the sukkah, so Memela, even though the branches were Chamsa Merubim Mitzilsa, the sukkah started 10 tvachim from the ground. And then you had branches sticking into the sukkah. So Tadiras Ruche, you can't live in such a sukkah. So what's the kasha? Minolon? What's the problem? Minolon? It's Tadiras Ruche. We're going to have a whole sugya to figure out. We're going to have a whole sugya to figure out that why it's no good. So, there are a few terutim on this kasha, but the one posha to teretz is, and it seems, Taisvah seems to say like this, the Gemara means to say, in the din of a sukkah, asorah tvochim, the halach is not only that the schach has to be 10 tvochim from the ground, the halach is also that the mechitzas have to be 10 tvochim tall. That means if you'll have a mechitza that's 8 tvochim tall, then you'll have schach over 10 tvochim, so it's not a diris ruche, but you don't have a mechitza asore. So the Gemara says, who says you need a mechitza asore? Here you can't say, al diris ruche, it's not a diris ruche. The schach is 10 tvachim from the ground, but you don't have a mechitza asore. So how do you know that the goiva ha mechitza, the item mechitza also has to be asore? And we see this from Taisvis. Taisvis says, asore tvachim in nolon,
V'hod b'ina nami gabi Shabbos mechitzes asore mahochi alpinam. So Taisvis says we learn out from the limud we're going to learn that the wall has to have a height of 10 tefachim. So we're speaking about walls, not only the height of the schach. We're speaking about the wall has to have a height of 10 tefachim in order to have a shame mechitza. Minolo. Itma Rav v'Rabbi Chanine v'Rabbi Yochanan v'Rav Chavive, we have four amiroim. Masnu b'kulay seyde moyet kol ki agavne chelufi Rabbi Yochanan o ma'ayli Rabbi Yonasan. That means others say that when you have this combination of amiroim, Rav, Rav Chanine, and Rabbi Yochanan, we just have to explain who the Baal HaMemra was. Now, let's just first see the limud, and then we have to explain the limud, how we bring it to our shayla. We want to figure out that you need a mechitza asora. But let's first see what the limud is. Orain Tisha. The Orain in the Kodesh Kadoshim was 9 tefachim tall. V'kapoires tefach. And the kapoires which covered the Orain was 1 tefach. So we have that the Orin with the Kapoiris altogether was 10 tfoch. Fine. Uchsiv v'noyadeti l'cho shom. The Rabbeinu Shalom said that v'noyadet that he'll meet Moshe Rabbeinu over the Orin v'dibarti itcho me'al ha-Kapoiris. And the Rabbeinu Shalom will speak me'al ha-Kapoiris. There will be Ashkos Hashchina there over the Kapoiris. Besanya, and we learned in Abaraisa, Tabyasi Oima, Me Oilom Loyoldo Shchina Lamato. The Shchina never went Ba'oretz. The Loyolo Moshe Veliyo Lemorim. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyo never went Lemorim l'shamayim. Shenemar ha-shamayim shamayim l'ashem. Boretz nosan livnei odom. So we have a posik. The posik is telling us that there's two rishuyos. There's shamayim and that's l'ashem. People don't have any heteknisa in shamayim. V'ha-oretz nosan livnei odom. Oretz is for bnei odom. And each one holds their boundaries. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is Bashamayim, and the Adam are Ba'oretz. So we said already a mouthful. So we have a problem. So how was the Shekhinah able to be over the Orem? The Shekhinah went down, and they added to Lecho Shom. How was the Shekhinah able to go down to the Orem? So we see as follows. That Rishus of Oretz is till 10 tefachim. That means you have Oretz, till 10 tefachim over Oretz is considered Rishus HaOretz. Over 10 tefachim, that's considered Cholol. That's no man's land. That's not Shemayim, that's not Oretz, that's Parver. But the Rishus of Oretz, that means is the first 10 tefachim over the Oretz, that is considered Rishus HaOretz. And that was Nimsar to Bnei Odom. The Shekhinah was Yoyred on the Orin, sure, because Oretz ended already. After 10 Tochim, Oretz ended, so then the Shekhinah could be there. So therefore, the Shekhinah was Lemailo Mirshus HaOretz. Now, let us try to understand our sugya. The purpose and tafkid of a mechitza is to surround and encompass the rishus. So if we are proving that the rishus goes till 10 tefachim, so the mechitza which is surrounding the rishus also has to be 10 tefachim. That is the rishus. More than 10 tefachim is not the rishus anymore. But till 10 tefachim, the shame rishus is till 10 tefachim. So therefore, the height of the mechitza has to be the height of the Rishus. And the minimum height of a Rishus is 10 tefachim. So that's what the Mechitza has to encompass and surround.
So Memele, we figured this out from the Orim. But since the Shechina was over the Orim, so we see that the Rishus HaOretz ends after Tanfochim, and therefore then it's Cholol, then it's Parve, then it's No Man's Land, and then the Shechina could be there. So we see a Rishus is Nimshach till Tanfochim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav, Rav Chaninim, Rav Yochanim, Rav Chaviv, Emasnu, Lach Milsa de Lakamon, Bekulu Say de Moyet, Kolecha de Mrinen, Hai Zuge, Ki Adodi, Bishmaite, in Say de Moyet, Ika Meroy de Mechalfi, Rav Yochanim, and Amayle, Rav Yoinesen. In Say de Moyet, it seems the Chavrusa was Rav Yoinesen learned together with him, not Rav Yochanim. Orain Tisha Goyvoy, the height of the Orin is 9 Tvachim, the Siv, Va'amo, Va'chatzi, Kaimosoi, that the height is an arm and a half. Va'amo ba'shisha tvochim. So we have there 9 tvochim. And the kaporis was a tefach. V'sanya me'oilom lo'yoda shchino l'mato. U'kroksiv da'al kaporis. Over the kaporis. Yora, the shchino was over the kaporis. Sh'ma mino l'maylo me'yasore mifsike rishuse. After 10 tvochim, the rishus ha'oretz ends. And then starts, that's the end of Rishus Oritz, and then you have Cholol, and then the Shechina could be there, that's not Oritz. Let's see further. Frag the Gemara, Voksiv, Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai. So the Gemara, having learned Al Har Sinai would mean Mamish An Har Sinai. On the har alone, so that's in the 10 tvachim area, so it seems that the Shechina was mamish boretz. Mo says, no, lemaylo miyasara tvachim. I was over Har Sinai, but it was after 10 tvachim. In fact, the Gemara v'chsi v'omdu raglov b'yoymahu al har hazeisim. So the Gemara says, lemaylo miyasara tvachim. It'll be al har hazeisim, but it'll be there'll be after the 10 tvachim of Rishus Haaretz. Frag the Gemara, v'loi olu Moshe v'liyohu l'amorim, they did not go to Shemayim, v'oksivu Moshe olu elu l'lekim, so the Gemara says, l'mato me'yasore, that means just like if we can picture Shemayim, so 10 tvachim underneath, that is still Rishus Shemayim, and then we have Cholol in the middle. So Moshe Rabbeinu went till the 10 tvachim, which is underneath Shamayim. V'chsiv ayal leyo b'sora ha-shamayim, l'mato me'yasora, baita. V'chsiv me'achoyz p'nei kisei parshas olov anonim. Now we'll see with this akasha from the Sefer Dekro and from the Reisha Dekro. Now, V'omar, now first the Gemara is asking a kasha from the Sefer Dekro. V'omar Rab Tanchum melamed sheperish shakai, parshes is nutriken, sheperish shakai, the Rabbeinu Shlom spread over, miziv shchinosoi va'anone, from the shine of the shchine and the onon, olof. Parshas Olav Anoni. So there was Hashchos Hashchine on Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, where was this? Was this in Shemayim, in Oretz? Where was this? It seems there wasn't, that Abbas of Adam was in the same Rishus with the Shechine. So Mor says, no, Lamata Meyasor. This was Lamata Meyasor Tvachim. Moshe Rabbeinu came till the last 10 tvachim before Shemayim. And we said that that's Cholol. Cholol, the Shechina could also be there. So the Ashros, Ashchina, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Lamata Miyasor. Frek de Gemore, Mikol Mokoim. Now let's look of the Reisha Akor. The Reisha of the Posik says, Me Achoyz Pnei Kiseksiv. Moshe Rabbeinu held, grasped the Pnei Kisei. Now, the Gemara weiss doch ois. Why it is that way, I don't know. But from the Gemara weiss doch ois, that the Kisei HaKovei, that is Shamayim. That doesn't go into Cholol. My shvagish once showed me the Nusach Hagro, and Alayna, we say Moshe v'yekorei b'ashamayim. The Nusach Hagro is Kisei Kvoidoi b'ashamayim. The Kisei HaKovid, that's Shamayim. The Kisei HaKovid doesn't leave Shamayim. Now here we have a problem. We have a problem if it says in the Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu was Oiches Pnei HaKisei, he grabbed it, not he touched it, he was grabbing it. So then he had to get into Shamayim, because Kisei HaKovid doesn't leave Shamayim. So how did this happen? Me'achoyis Pnei Kisei Ksid. So the Gemara says, Ishtarvuvi Ishtarviv Le'Kisei. The Kisei went down Ad Asore, till the last 10 Tvachim, that's still Shamayim, the Nokat Bay, and he grabbed it there. Now, let us see the Rabbi Nechananu. Nechananu explains, V'hoksiv me'achoyis pnei kisei, yeah, mikomok me'achoyis pnei kisei ksiv, michlal, sheyesh shom achizas yad, he's grasping onto the kisei, and the kisei is shamayim. V'shaninon, so the Gemara answers, ishtarvu v'ishtarvav loy hakisei. The kisei went down into the last 10 tefachim. V'ochaz boy, and he went and grasped it. Elo, Moshe loy olo elo lemato me'asora tefachim. So from the Rabbein Chananel, it would seem as follows. The hand of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu went into Shamayim. That is true. Because if it says in the Pasuk, he grasped the Pnei HaKisei, so it went into Shamayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in Cholo. And we say, Yadai Basa Gufay Griri. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? He wasn't in Shamayim. That was, his hand is in Shamayim, means he was in Shamayim. He was out of Shamayim. He can't enter Shamayim. But the hand went into Shamayim. So it would seem from the Gemara, the Gemara, it seems, had a problem. So if the hand touched the Kisei HaKovid, so, and he's standing outside of Shamayim, so we have to lower the Kisei HaKovid. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, the Kisei HaKovid went to the edge of Shamayim, the last 10 Tvachim, and then the kisei went down, and he was able to grasp the kisei, and he was standing in cholol, so his guf was in cholol, not considered, he went into Shamayim. What I don't understand is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu was a tall person, he was 10 amas tall, the Gemara says. He was 10 amas tall, so why did he have to schlep down the kisei and cover these 10 tvachim? L'chayre, these 10 tvachim aloi mailo v'loi moirid. I think if he had long hands, if he was 10 amas tall, I think if the Kisei HaKovid would not have been schlepped down these 10 tefachim, also could have been oiches b'kisei. Maybe by the Pnei HaKisei, if we would know the cheshbonis, maybe that's why the Pnei HaKisei maybe was in a taller chelik of the Kisei, so this was only accomplished by schlepping the whole Kisei down 10 tefachim, then he was able to be oiches Pnei HaKisei. Period. Zok de Gemara, Bishloime, okay, so Mamela, now we figured out that a Rishus, let us see Rashi, Rashi just says, Lamaila Miesor Tvachim Tirutzi, Shapira Shakem Ezib Shrinosoi, Parshas Notrikim Kodorish. Zok de Gemara, now let us see how we can prove that the Oren was 10 Tvachim tall. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloima Oren Tishim, that the Oren is 9 Tvachim tall, that's Poshet. Tachsiv, it says Aposik, Va'osu Oren Atzei Shitim, Amosayim V'chetzi Orkoi, the length is 2.5 Amis, Amo V'chetzi Rochbi, V'amo V'chetzi Kemosai. So we see that the height of the Oren is 1.5 Amis. Elo kapoiris tefach, but that the kapoiris was a tefach minola.
How do you know that the Kapiros was a Tefach? Maybe it was less than a Tefach. Maybe it's more than a Tefach. How do you know that it's a Tefach? You're saying that altogether was 10 Tfachim. You're assuming that the Kapiros was a Tefach. How do you know? It doesn't mention anywhere in the Torah the height of the thickness of the Kapiros. Minola, so the Gemara answers, the Tani Rabbi Chanine, Kol HaKelim, She'osa Moshe, Nosno Bem Teira, Midas Olkon, Umidas Rochbon, Umidas Kaimoson. All the Kelim, which I mentioned, that Moshe Rabbeinu made, it says the dimensions, the length, the width, and the height. Kapoiris, Midas Olko, Umidas Rochbon, Nosno. There the Torah mentions the length and the width. Midas koimoso loinosno. But the Torah does not mention the height, the thickness. So tseyelomat, so now we have to learn out from another keli, its height, and then we'll say, we'll be medame, the height of the kapoiris, the height of another keli. Tseyelomat mi poche shebekelim. So that means we'll find the smallest height in any of the kelim possible, and from that we'll learn out that mistome, if the Torah was soisim by the kapiros mistome, it has this minimum height of this other kelim. Say lamad mi poche shebekelim shenema vosisa loy miskeres toifach sodit. Now, the Vav de Gemara learned that by the Shulchan, there was a Miskeres. The Miskeres was sides around, a rim around the Shulchan. And there was a Tefach To. So we see we had a Miskeres. We had a rim with a height of a Tefach. So that's the smallest height of any of the Kli HaMishkan we find. So we learn out, so just like over there, the height is a Tefach, Malaholon Tefach, Avkan Tefach. So Memela, the height is also, should also, so we assume the height of the Kapiros was also a Tefach. Frag the Gemara, how do you know to learn out from the Mizgeres? The Nalef Mikalim Gufai. Let's learn now from other Kalim. The Miskeres was a Tefach To. Other Kalim were much taller. So the Gemara says, Tefasta Merube Loi Tefasta, Tefasta Mue Tefasta. You shouldn't chap too much. Chap, if you chap a little bit, then you're sure what you chapped is gechapped. If you chap too much, you can never be assured that whatever you have will remain by you, it might be taken away from you. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Midas koimoso loinitno. Midas oivyo, the measurements of the thickness of the kapoiris, he koimoso, this is the height of the kapoiris. She oiso looroin ki kisui teva, this was for the orin, a covering. Misgeres sofa was a rim, ke'ein levaz vizin soviv ashulchan, just gave a rim around the table. So, this was a tefach. Tefasta merube, kol dovo, shemashmoi merube emuet. Everything that it could mean a lot, it could mean a little. The Torah says the Eva Kapoiris. How tall is it? You could say whatever you want. Im tafasta samuit. So if you said the smaller shear, yofa tafasta. So that's good. The botzem ehochi lemashma. Less than this, it can't be. This is the smaller shear. Vim yimotze shahoyeloch litvay samerub. If later we'll find out it should have been bigger. Harei heisifoloch. So they're adding on to what you have already. V'lei notlo mimashe biyotcho. But we won't take away from what you took. Klum. But if, without any proof, you chap a lot, loita fasto. So then, what you chapped is not gechapped. Shatanira ki shakrim bedvorecha. It looks like you're a shakrim. V'shema hamuet yesh lecha litvois. Maybe you should have chapped a smaller amount. What right do you have to chap a large amount? Vata your base a litvois. And you went and chapped a lot. Maybe. Then they'll take away from what you have. Behindu loita fasta, so it's called. You're not secure with what you had, with what you were taking. But if you take the smallest shear, if they'll add on more, later we'll find out that the size was bigger, so what is that's good. And if not, masha tafasta, tafasta, umoshalu, and this is a moshal.